What do you call the stuff that you put on the outside of the house?
Siding.
Siding. Any other word for it?
Well,
if it's of wood. If it's of wood, you call it siding.
Siding, yeah, under a shiplap. Car siding.
What are weatherboards?
Weatherboards? I think they're the ones that goes up on the end of the house, up under the gable, see?
I see. Them,
like you used to build a house when they stuck away out, but they don't do it there anymore, you know.
What about clapboards?
The what?
Clapboards.
Clapboard. I don't know about that one.
I've never heard of it either.
I never did. No, sir.
If you liked carpentry work very much and you were telling me a little grandson about it, about the fact that you built many things, you would say, I have
built.
Mm-hmm. Or you're speaking specifically of
going
putting
build?
In lots of nails. I have
been driving nails.
Uh-huh. Or in the fact that you did it in the past, I have
driven.
What do you call the uppermost part of the house?
Well, it's the gables, the gable end on that.
What keeps the rain out?
The siding.
Mm-hmm. The very
the
covering
roof.
The whole
roof.
Good. Now, what do you call the rain hits the roof and comes down and it's you catch it in a little thing. What do you call those things?
Cisterns?
They're usually at the edges of the roof.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. They're rain spouts. Rain spouts.
You ever call them gutters?
Yes, gutters.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you the fact, the gutters is along the house, and the spout is the one that leads from the spout to the ground. That's the way it is.
Oh, okay. What would you call a little building out back that you keep tools and things in?
Shed.
Mm-hmm.
Woodshed.
And now, a long time ago, before we had indoor bathrooms, there was also another little
toilet
out back. What did you usually call that?
Toilet.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, privies.
Uh-huh.
Privies. And pretty near everybody had a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Separate too. For their own personal butchering facility, see? Butchered their own meat and smoked their own meat. Oh boy. That was really good.
Is my father, before he moved to the town where I was born, his father owned a grocery store in another town about 35 miles away where he was born. And father worked at meat cutting until he was about probably 25. And then he started on the railroad. And, oh yes, he always talks about the old smoked ham.
Oh
and so
yeah,
forth.
I'm telling you, they're really good.
If I were to tell you a joke and I said to you, and you had already heard it, I would say to you, have you heard it before? And you say, yes. Would you say yes?
Yes, I would. Told you I heard it before.
How would you say it? Yes, I
heard it before.
Mm-hmm.